gone so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Oh yeah, indeed. That is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that is what we do every week here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. Yeah, we boogie back to Texas to hear Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, doing the research, selecting the tunes, and bringing them your way. Thanks for listening. As one who's lived in the Midwest and Texas and up here, I've always noticed the changing of the seasons. And the seasons and the changes each have been really different in each place, but I've enjoyed that difference as well. Sometimes the seasons are stubborn and they don't want to change. And this was most obvious in Texas when summer seemingly would never end, with temperatures sometimes in the mid-90s in October, for God's sake. Here, the seasons can be stubborn too, as we all know too well, especially this past week. So I thought I'd play some songs to encourage the change. And just if you look outside, you'll notice that even the announcement of the show and the seasons has made it work. We're going to start our tribute to the seasons in the summertime. And who better to get us started than Sly and the Family Stone and Hot Fun in the Summertime.
Summer days, Looking good now. Hush, baby, 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 baby.
That, of course, was the unmistakable Janis Joplin and Summertime. And I got that from the album 18 Essential Songs, a compilation album that includes some pretty rare recordings of her work. This cut, for example, was from the Cheap Thrills album, but it was take number one and it was recorded on March 28, 1968, about 2.5 years before Janis died at age 27 of a heroin overdose in Hollywood's Landmark Hotel on August 4th, 1970. She started her career in the coffee houses of Houston and Austin singing folk songs and a couple of trips to California, and she became the lead singer for Big Brother and the Holding Company, which, well, kind of from the same psychedelic era as The Dead and Jefferson Airplane, was a little bit more roots-based and a great fit for Janis's voice and her approach to the music. And Janis herself was heavily influenced by Bessie Smith and Big Mama Thornton, who also got her start down in Houston. Before Janis, we heard Dallas-born Sly and the Family Stone and Hot Fun in the Summertime. The band was originally called Sly and the Stoners. Of course, they were from San Francisco in the mid and late 60s. Sly also was a really successful DJ in the San Francisco area, and that song was released as a single the same month that the band played Woodstock. That's, of course, many of you may know, August of 1969, and it peaked at number two in October of that year. You're listening to songs about the seasons from Texas musicians on Boogie Back to Texas here on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection, and I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. This next set is kind of shows that things are not all sunshine and roses in the spring and the summer. We're going to lead off with a very sad Roy Orbison and Summer Song.
Is here why doesn't my heart go dancing spring is here why isn't the wall entrancing, no desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night excite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here. We'll be right back.
is he? Spring is he?
Nice rendition. That was Ernestine Anderson with Spring Is Here. Rodgerson Hart composed that song for the musical I Married an Angel, and that was staged way back in 1938. It's been recorded by a whole bunch of people, dozens and dozens of people. Ernestine was a jazz and blues singer who was born in Houston, and her family moved up here to Seattle when she was about 16 years old, and she went to Garfield. And her first show was at the Washington Social Club on East Madison, with a band that later included Quincy Jones on trumpet and Ray Charles on keyboard. Not a bad band. She toured with a whole bunch of bands and recorded over 30 albums and was nominated for a Grammy 6 different times. She died in Shoreline just a few years ago in 2016. And before Ernestine, we heard North Texas, plaintive tones of Roy Orbison and Summer Song. That came from his 2006 album called Crying, but it was originally recorded May 27th, 1961 in Nashville. And as we released on the B-side of another single, but I can't find what single that was. Anyway, the entire album was originally released in 1962, and it peaked at number 21 on the pop charts. And I also found playing harp on with Roy on that album, not in that cut, but on that album, was Charlie McCoy, who just happened to be featured in a song, Waltz Across Texas, with Ernest Tubb, Willie Nelson, and Charlie Daniels, that I have played in the past. So let's hear one more about spring. This one from Gene Autry, the singing cowboy, When It's Springtime in the Rockies.
When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'm coming back to you, little sweetheart of the with your bonny eyes of blue. Once again I say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies the twilight shadows deepen into night, dear. The city lights are gleaming o'er the snow. I sit alone beside the cheery fire, dear. I'm dreaming dreams from out the long ago. I fancy it is springtime in the Rockies. The flowers with their colors are aflame. And though I long to be back in the Rockies, I'll wait until the springtime comes again. When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'm coming back to you, little sweetheart of the mountain, with your bonny eyes of blue. Once again I say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies.
Well, never let it be said that we get stuck in any one genre here at the on Boogie Back to Texas. That was the singing cowboy, Roy, no, not Roy, not Roy Rogers. It was Gene Autry, born in Tioga, Texas, with the waltz When It's Springtime in the Rockies. And many credit him with bringing country music to the entire country through its Gene Autry television series between 1950 and 1956, as well as his films, 93 of them, between 1934 and 1953. Is the only person to be awarded stars in all five categories on the Hollywood Walk of Fame: film, television, music, radio, and live performance. Oh, and yes, he also owned the Los Angeles Angels Baseball Club from 1961 through 1967. Pretty busy guy, I would say. You're listening to Songs of the Seasons from Texas musicians on Boogie Back to Texas here on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host. Just happy to be here spinning these tunes for you. Thanks for listening.
Support for Voice of Vashon comes from Airlift Northwest, providing life-saving air medical transport 24 hours a day in our community and throughout the region. For more information, visit uwmedicine.org/airlift-NW.
VOV underwriting support is provided by the Energy Efficient Heating and Weatherization Program at Puget Sound Energy. Find out how efficient upgrades to insulation, heating equipment, water heaters, and windows will help you use less energy, keep your home warmer, and your bills lower. Learn more at pse.com/rebates.
Well, thank you to all those folks, and it's time to go back to summer. As we all know, there is a lot to celebrate about summer, and we're going to lead off with Sheryl Crow, who talks a little bit about the sun here and soak up the sun.
Watching TV. can rock on.
Nothing on earth that'll get me humming like a heat wave coming. I'll come running with you, making that 10 in the broad daylight. And every night is a Saturday night, and everything's right with the summer coming. I'm the first one standing in line for my day in the sun. I've been working till the sun don't shine. I'm taking off my hat, leave it to the boys. Get that old work monkey down off my back. All I want's a little peace and noise. Hit the cruise control, get me back on track. Let my old Ford treat me like a Cadillac. Nothing on earth that'll get me humming like a heat wave coming. I'll come running with a rig in that tan in broad daylight. Every night is a Saturday night, and everything's right with the summer coming. I'm the first one standing in line for my day in the sun. I've been working till the sun don't shine.
Just showing off a little bit on the guitar. That's Clint Black of Katy, Texas, and Summer's Coming. He had 22 number one singles, 12 studio albums, not to mention having his own record label, and producing a whole bunch of music for others. He started out his career as a high school dropout, and he did that so he could join his elder brothers in a band. And then later on, he became a solo act, and a pretty successful one at that. Before Clint, we heard Sheryl Crow, sometime resident of Austin, Texas, with Soak Up the Sun. She's been kind of successful herself, 32 Grammy nominations, 9 Grammys, and she's appeared in a variety of TV shows as well. In high school, I didn't know this, in high school she was a majorette and an all-state track athlete, medaling in the 75-meter low hurdles. And after she graduated college, she taught music to elementary students. She started off singing jingles for commercials and backing musicians such as Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder and Belinda Carlisle and Don Henley, and her breakthrough occurred with an album called Tuesday Night Music Club that she recorded with some others, and All I Want to Do became an unexpected smash hit out of that album. We are celebrating the seasons of the year on Boogie Back to Texas in an attempt to kind of speed up this transition from a stubborn winter to spring, and we're going to stay in the summer with two rather wistful songs. They're kind of remembering how things were in the summer. We're going to lead off with Sean Colvin and Summer Dress.
I put on my finest summer dress, so light and thin, it was my best. I brushed my hair, I held my breath, I went out to face the wilderness. I went out to face the wilderness. The men in hats, the boys on bikes, the perfect girls, baby dykes, the superstars, the blighted ones. I went out try to stop me, 'cause I'm gonna go where the lights are bright, where sacred secrets sail like kites. We've been sleeping, girl, all our lives, and we never lived. No, we just survived.
Yeah, that was Gilmer, Texas native Don Henley. And Boys of Summer from his Smash album, Building the Perfect Beast. If you watch the video for that song, you'll see about a 12-year-old or so playing drums. He looks an awful lot like Don Henley playing the drums. And it's in perfect time to the music. And it also even has Don Henley's style with a dominant left hand on that snare. Pretty interesting to see that. Anyway, before Don, we heard Sean Colvin and Summer Dress from her 2006 album, These Four Walls. And the genesis of this album was in the greenhouse of the Botanical Gardens in Salt Lake City in the summer of 2004. Sean wrote some of the lines of Summer Dress, the first lyrics that she had written in over 3 years. Sean Colvin was our first of quite a few experiences on Austin City Limits, seeing that show live. And that appearance was in 1991, after her first album, City On, came out. And my last live musical experience in Austin, before we moved up here, was seeing Sean live at Waterloo Records the day before we moved in the spring of 2001. And that was just about the time that Sean's album, A Whole New You, came out. She's toured a whole lot lately, and we've been lucky to see her at the Triple Door. Austin City Limits announced that its 2019 Hall of Fame nominees included Buddy Guy, Lyle Lovett, and Sean Colvin. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and spinning some tunes about the seasons for you. And thanks for listening.
This portion of VOV programming is supported by the Mostly True Vashon Tours. Based on the popular Mostly True history book series, these tours offer a lighthearted history of our islands and show you where historical events actually happened. Along the way, you'll experience local foods, spirits, and recreation. For more information and tickets, visit VashonTours.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Recess Lab, Vashon's favorite place to hang out. Literally, the bouldering wall is open with classes, open climb, and shoe rentals. Drop-ins are welcome at the Recess Lab, right behind the KVSH studio in the heart of town. Find him on the web at VashonLab.com. What a great voice. Speaking of Austin City Limits, next up is another set about summer, and we're going to lead off with the Flatlanders, recorded live on Austin City Limits. Here they are with the South Wind of Summer.
When the south wind of summer blows through the trees and the high mountain thunder hangs low in the breeze, a strong heart flows over, an empty heart fills, and the south wind of summer caresses the hills. There is no returning, the seasons don't end, they just blow through the branches and again with the wind. When the south wind of summer sings to the pines and the faraway cities seem so close behind, a strong heart flows over, an empty heart fills, and the south wind of summer blows where it wills. There is no returning, the seasons don't end, they just blow through the branch. Thank you.
south wind of summer blows where it will.
Me and this friend named Street Life Brown, we got a bottle of red. I walked uptown and one hand on the jug and one on time. He said, I'll bet you a dollar against this next line. And I said, don't let the sunshine fool you. Don't let the bluebirds tool you. Don't let the women do you. Put your hand in mine. Oh, advice is fine if you got a mind to listen to them that's got the time. But the muse will get you if you don't watch out. He's equipped to know what it's all about. Don't let the sunshine fool you. Don't let the bluebirds tool you. Don't let the women do you. Put your hand in mine. Fannin Street in the afternoons, an easy way to get a tune. But the hard soap salesman, he said no dice. When I asked politely for a better price, he said, don't let that sunshine fool you. Don't let them bluebirds tool you. Don't let the women do you. Put your hand in mine. Well, here's a song for you, child of mine. I hope you make it through this time. Get yourself a piece of that rainbow pie. No reason in the world that you can't get by. But don't let the sunshine fool you. And don't let the bluebirds too. And don't let the women do you. Put your hand in mine. Oh, don't let the sunshine fool you. Don't let the bluebirds too you. Don't let the women do you. Put your hand in mine. Well, don't let the sunshine.
Towns Van Zandt and Don't Let the Sunshine Fool You. That originally appeared on his album, The Late Great Towns Van Zandt. Came out in 1972. And here on the island, we are really lucky to have Deborah Heesch, who brings us all kinds of music, including a couple tribute shows every year, one for Patsy Cline in the fall, and one for Towns Van Zandt that happens every spring. And Towns was born in Fort Worth. In fact, he was the great-grandson of one of the founders of Fort Worth, and his family was really, really wealthy from oil. He turned his back on all of that crap, and he went to Houston, and he played in some dives. And this album, along with High Low and In Between, we're on a label that really didn't do much to promote his music and hence didn't do that well. And he didn't care that much about it. He kind of holed up in Nashville and wrote songs and hung out. We lost a great one when he died of complications from substance abuse. Before Towns, we heard some pretty good songwriters in Joe Ely, Jimmy Dale, Gilmore, and Butch Hancock, all three of whom sang on that song, and Butch Hancock played a little harp too. They're collectively called the Flatlanders. We heard their song, The South Winds of Summer, recorded live on Austin City Limits, as I said, and that originally appeared on their 2002 album, Now and Again, but I like the instrumental at the end of this cut better. They all went to high school together, Monterey High School in Lubbock, Texas. You are listening to Songs About the Seasons from Texas musicians on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, honored to be allowed to do this every week here on The Voice of Vashon. As Town's song hinted, we head toward the door by bringing up some winter. And in this case, from one of my favorite songwriters, James McMurtry, in his song, One More Winter.
You come back now. Looking for a clue, expecting everybody to fall all over you. If you missed it so, in this one light town, Why'd you go and leave with the snow coming down? I was chasing after what was mine. No explaining, there was no point trying. One more winter would have been my last. I could feel it slipping from my grasp. You come back now. You don't look bad. You must have made the best of the time you've had. Since you cut and run like they said you would, and we got along without you just as best we could. Well, I don't expect you'll ever see, but you're not my maker and you don't judge me. One more winter would have been my last, and I don't go dwelling on my past.
That was James McMurtry with One More Winter from his Where'd You Hide the Body album, came out in 1995. James was born in Fort Worth, just like Towns, and after his mother, an English professor, and his father, the novelist Larry McMurtry, split up, James moved to Houston with his father, and he began playing guitar at age 7, started his career playing in a beer garden in Tucson when he was in college. He then migrated over to San Antonio, and he worked as a bartender and a happy hour serenader in the St. Mary's Entertainment District in San Antonio. In 1987, he went to Kerrville and was a winner at the Kerrville Folk Festival on the heels of Nancy Griffith and Lyle Lovett and others. He still plays the Continental Club in Austin at 11:59 on many a Wednesday. Check him out. We go out the door with a song from a landmark concert at Carnegie Hall, October 4th, 1984. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Chris Layton on drums, Tommy Shannon on bass, also known as Double Trouble. And for the second half of the show, from which this cut is taken, Stevie expanded the band to include a second drummer, George Raines, Dr. John on the keys, a five-man horn section from Room Full of Blues, and his older brother, Jimmy Vaughan, on rhythm guitar. Here they are with the song Iced Over.
Thank you.
Yeah, the unmistakable guitar of Stevie Ray Vaughan on Boogie Back to Texas here on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening in. We really appreciate your listening to us all.